Hello, Andrew Richardson again, welcoming you to this final audio of the final action suite of audios. I don't know how long your journey has been with me, as I have guided you through the steps that I believe that you need to make to clear your depression and, equally important, to stay clear, but we are nearing the end. And I will spare you further summary of these stages to recover, if only because each of you will have found your own path by using the material in the best way for you. So just find a place to be still and quiet for perhaps 15 minutes, and I will do my best to set you on a future focus so you can truly use your healed and enhanced resources to move forward in your life and to nurture that necessary resilience to be able to deal as well as you can with whatever life throws at you. And you will be aware for a moment of how far you have come. Can you imagine how you were and the distance you have travelled? Can you see and feel how you were? Unhappiness, exhaustion, out of control and fearful. And now? And how much more restful is your sleep? In what ways are you now more active and engaged and looking after yourself? I'm thinking of how you are eating and other habits of taking care of yourself. Did you know that the heart supplies nutrition to the brain? So you need exercise. Age-appropriate exercise is good for you, both your body and your mind, every day. And finding calm moments. Where and in what way are your horizons widening? You will have completed the Q6 questionnaire. How impressed are you with your progress? And what about the everyday setbacks of our lives? How much better are you dealing with these now? Is the tree now bending in the wind and no longer breaking? What have you noticed is different now? And where is there still narrowness? You can note where it is. These are your next steps. Your unconscious intelligence instinctively knows what your needs are, and your unconscious is communicating this by creating the emotion. And so see this emotion, however unpleasant or threatening, as the energy or the emotion and movement towards getting that need met. So now you can welcome and embrace the stress emotion, however it manifests for you, and use it. And you will begin to do this now. So close your eyes, having found a comfortable place to sit down or lie down. And sit back and shut your eyes and allow yourself to easily be aware of what is happening to your body. And many people find that just to do this can open them to a slightly different sensation and feeling, and this could be happening to you as you again listen to my voice, becoming slower and more relaxing, and are reminded at a deep, unconscious level that you can choose to relax now. Feel that heaviness in your body. Where is it? Your arms by your side? Your chest leaning back? And your back is resting back down into the softness of the back of the chair, perhaps. Your legs are heavier. Is it the right leg that is heavier as you naturally deepen, or the left leg, or both legs together? Which of these is creating that good, relaxing response in you? Or is there a different kind of good feeling which is just happening, of contentment, of just being there, of excited anticipation, or a warming sense? And allow this feeling to deepen. There is a path down to a beach through a lovely dappled forest, and you may be ready now just to step down that path. One step. A second step. Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That's right. Lower and lower, now down to a place that is still and quiet, where time has slowed right down. And you now could be really deeply relaxed, or just feeling slightly calmer, or not yet consciously noticing much of a change. It doesn't really matter. And you are resting in a deep, calm ocean where you hear what is being said and you are no longer scared. Indeed, you are welcoming. And you can reinforce the lessons to be learned in this audio, and now it is the time to be reminded of those essential human needs, what they are, the essential emotional nutrition that we all need in order to prosper and grow, and so you can leave your depression well behind you, to get a life that works. What exactly is that, and how you get to be aiming yourself in the right direction? I hope that you will be able to distinguish between needs and wants. So we need satisfying work that brings us status and meaning. But we may want a promotion. The hidden question is, will that promotion help or hinder us in the pursuit of essential needs? And you'll be noticing that as your level of arousal and stress subsiding now, that your life is beginning to work better. It's a dance, isn't it? High arousal leads to a life that is not working, and lower arousal gets more life needs met. But which comes first? The answer is that you cannot say. Is it the chicken or the egg which came first? Where now are the big lacks in your life, despite the progress you have made? Or is it that this is halting your progress? That is a big question for you, as it relates to satisfying and meaningful action. So try this. Can you see a crossroad ahead into your future? See it there in the road ahead. What are the consequences of each route, of the choice? And how many roads are there from that crossroad ahead? And ponder what the consequences are for all the roads at the crossroad. And now create a circle. You are in the center. And all the important people in your life are on the outside edge. Family, close friends, work colleagues. And now drift out to each of them. Be in their shoes and see yourself as they see you. Learn what you can from each person. Your emotions will be telling you that your life needs to change. These emotions really may be telling you this. That dissatisfaction, that unruliness, those fears and worries, you will be translating it into action so that the emotion subsides. And now find a solvable problem. With a beginning, middle, and end. Think about practical steps and problems you can hold in your hands. Be very simple in setting the destination, and at the beginning, spend time paring it down to something you can write down in one sentence or less. And at this stage too, you should be aware of the emotions that arise when you focus on the specifics. Is the goal meaningful? Does it excite and motivate you? When you state it now, as if it has happened. If there are other emotions attached to it, such as doubt, anxiety, or fear, then these need to be understood. After all, this is potentially an important source of information and wisdom. Have you forgotten something important? And when you have set down the destination in broad but simple terms, then you can fill in the gaps and spaces. In other words, the detail of times and dates and amounts. And this will tell you how well the ground is prepared and the preliminary steps have been made. And this can cover anything and everything, from mental and emotional work to practicalities, such as finance, good relationship, and studies undertaken. Finally, be seeing the goal and the path to the goal and being able to fit it in to the timeline of your life. Your imagination is the best tool that you have now. So transform the end goal into an image that uses all the senses and is not just a picture. And could you then step into this image and be part of it? And then step out of it so you can see yourself there and the path to that destination? And as you recall your strengths and what you are proud of and your past pleasures and those qualifications, wherever they are from, are you feeling more confident about making that move? Are you aware of the intention that you are giving out and the quiet optimism? And unlike that bird, you actually know now where you wish to go. See yourself meeting that achievable goal right now, armed and protected and supported by your strengths, knowing that your emotions and feelings are there to help you. Really see it. Who are you with? How are you walking and talking and presenting? And where are you? And as you do this, feel good about it. Build up that picture of how you are feeling, the satisfaction, the pleasure, and control. What are you achieving? Building status, connecting to friends and colleagues in new ways, achieving something worthwhile, gaining a measure of control in some part of your life, building defenses to feel safer, being private in your own space, getting close to someone, stretching yourself, and noticing that you have a sense of meaning. Stronger and stronger is the feeling now in your body, and expanding. It's filling you up. In a few moments, I will be counting back from 10 to 1, and as I do, you will be able to really focus on what you will be doing now and how you will be using your emotions to be confidently moving, and practical action is happening now. It really is. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, opening your eyes, 1. Thank you so much for listening to this final audio, and do listen to it again. You now are ready, I trust, to use your unique resources and skills to be taking the action you need. And now you know what this is. Thank you.